Okay. We left off at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Just to recap where we left off, we had Shmuel. So Shmuel says, talks about these chosamos shebekarka, these ropes that you tie up things from the that are attached to the ground, and he said that you're allowed to matir, take apart the rope, like untie it, because that's what you normally do, but lo mafkia v'lo chosech, but you're not allowed to unravel it or cut it. And we brought a stira, that we brought a bryce, that it seems to say not that way, that on these chosam ha-shavakarka, matir v'lo mafkia, but on yom tov, you can mafkia v'chosech. You're allowed to take it apart and unravel it, cut it on yom tov. So it's a kasha and Shmuel from this bryce. And we answered yesterday, Hamani, Rabbi Meir, here to Amar, Apoches l'chadchila v'notel. And Pligi Rabbanan, v'ana d'amri to Rabbanan. So we brought, we said that this brisa is that's more makel, going like the shita of Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, which said that if you have the building that, of these bricks, these loose bricks, that one of them falls out, so you're allowed to, you're allowed to l'chadchila take, according to Rabbi Meir, take out the brick and go out, get out the fruit, So that's Rabbi Meir, and that's the makel opinion in the brisa. But Shmuel says, I, who am machmir, am going like the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Meir, who would argue with Rabbi Meir and say that you cannot take apart the house for Simchas Yom Tov to get the fruit. So too here, you cannot unravel or cut the rope. That's where we left off. So now the Gemara says, Ah, you meet Pligi Rabbanan. Oh, well, the Chosamot Shabakarka, we're assuming that Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Meir and Amar Machmir. But that's not true. See, the fairs Vatanya Modim Kachamim Rabbi Meir because so much of a karka Shabbos Matir v'lo Mafkir v'lo Chosech. And here we have a Yom Tov Matir Mafkir v'Chosech, that you're allowed. The price itself is Mekel, a Yom Tov that you can not only matir, you can unravel, you can cut. So it's that's Rabbanan. So you can't say that that Shmuel, who is Machmir, is going like the Rabbanan because Rabbanan are also Mekel. Okay. Now the Gemara answers, fine. Who the Amar, you could say that Shmuel that said that even on Yom Tov you cannot unravel and cut the ropes. Ki Aitanis, he told him like the following time. The Tanya that says in the Braisa, Chosamash of a Karka, Matir, again you could untie them. Aval lo mafkia v'lo chosech, Echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. You're allowed to, but untie them, but again, you could not cut them, unravel them. Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov, which is very good, because that's what we said. That's what Shmuel held, and here we have a Tana that he's holding like. Aval, right? But Shabbakli, b'Shabbos Matir, avalo mafkiv v'lo chosech, and in Yom Tov, af mafkiv v'chosech. So if it's the ropes closing a kli, so on Shabbos you are allowed to untie it, but not unravel it or cut it, and on Yom Tov you can matir, untie it, and even mafkiyah v'chosek. Ah, so the Gemara says that's the case. Taratz lacha bereisha elaseif v'kasha. So fine. So you by bringing this brisa to support Shmuel, that's very good. You supported the first statement of Shmuel when it comes to these chosama shebekarka. We found a brisa like him, but this brisa, the second part of the brisa, talks about a kli now is a kasha on him. Why? Because according to this brisa, it says that you are the chosam shebekelim. That bein b'yom tov, bein b'yom tov, you could mafkir, mafkia, whatever you want. And that's what Shmuel said. And the brisa is difficult because the brisa says on Shabbos you can mati, but you can't be mafkia. So the brisa says you're not allowed to untie and cut on yom tov. And Shmuel said you could. With the Gabi the Kalim. So the second part of the Brisa is Akasha on Shmuel. So Gemara answers and says, Hamani Rabbi Nechem Yehi, Da Amar Kola Kalim, Ein Nitalin Ela Derech Tashmisha. Meaning. So Gemara is saying, really, the Brisa in essence is agreeing with Shmuel. It would agree that you would be really allowed to take it apart, to cut and everything with the kalim, like Shmuel said. However, the reason why as far as stira goes, there's not a problem with stira because they didn't stira the kalim. So really, you would be able to do whatever you want to get at inside the kalim. So that's like Shmuel. The Bryce in essence would agree there's no stira. However, The Braisa Rav Nechemya, which asks for a totally different reason, a side reason, which Shmuel is not agreeing with. And that other reason is that Rav Nechemya held that even a kli, which is not mukta, that you're allowed to move, however, he held you can only move it derech tashmishan, the normal, for its normal usage. But so you can't use it for a use which is not normal for it. And therefore, to cut these ropes, that's not the normal use. A normal use a knife to cut food. So to take your knife and bring it to cut food, that's fine. But not to bring it to cut rope. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to, according to the Braisa, to cut the lo mafki of a lo chotech, because you can only use the knife for normal usage. I asked the Gemara, E Rabbi Nechemya, so Ma'ir Yeshabas, Afilu B'Yom Tov Nami. So if that's the case, it should be the Braisa should ask her what's the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov. If there's a problem moving the kli for some its use which is not the normal usage, so then why is it dafka you can't on Shabbos? It shouldn't be allowed on the Yom Tov either. And vichitema the shanyol lay the Rabbi Nechemya ben shfus Shabbos l'shfus Yom Tov umi shanyolay. And if you want to say, well, maybe Rabbi Nechemya, as he holds that we should be more machmir on Shabbos than on Yom Tov when it comes to mukta like this. You can't move this kli except for its normal usage. Maybe that's only a chumra of Shabbos. But maybe Rabbi Nechemya held that on Yom Tov we could be more meikl. But the Gemara says, you see, that's not the case. We're going to bring now three braises. One of them is going to be Rabbi Nechemya, and we're going to see clearly he does not make a distinction from this braise. We're going to see he doesn't make any distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In both cases, you cannot move the kli unless it's derech tashmisha. Okay, let's see some Rashi first. Okay, Huda Amar Ki Aitana, Shmuel Damar Le'el, the Afilu B'Yom Tov, you can't be mafkia. Damar, he's holding like this, Tana Damar, Nami Chosum Hashem HaKarka, Afilu B'Yom Tov, again, ain't mafkia, you can't take them apart. So we said, Taras Lecha Reisha, very nice. You answer the Reisha, now the Reisha is the Matim, the Mil to the Shmuel, the Chosum Hashem HaKarka. The Messiah Le'ai Tana, the Tana supports him. But now, what are you going to do with the Sefer? The Sefer contradicts Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, he said, V'shel Kelim, Afilu, V'Shabbos you can matir. If Kelim, you can do what you want. Matir, Mafkia, Mkotech, anything. V'ai Tana, we saw Tanis, V'shel Kelim, V'Shabbos, Matir, but lo Mafkia, v'lo Chotech. You're not allowed to Mafkia or Chotech. So Hamani, we said, Rabbi Nechemi, Kolom, Alolam, Mutal, Mafkia. Really, in essence, this Tana agrees with Shmuel that since it's Kelim, you can do what you want. Muta really lafki lachtoch te'ein behem mishum stira. There's no stira, because we're talking about kelim, like Shmua. L'hai tana gufe im yachol lafkiya l'natek biyado shari. And therefore, if you can do it with your hand, go ahead, that's not a problem. You can do it with your hand, because in essence you're allowed to take it apart. So why did it answer? V'hada ka'asar mishum tiltul sakin ka'asar. Not because of the act of stira. It's not a problem. That stira is not the problem. The thing is, the problem is what you're doing it with, the knife. The Rabbi Nechemya, he, the Amar Be'erevin, Afilu Tarvad, Afilu Talis, even like a spoon or a talis, which are, of course, kelim, which we can normally move, but Eini Talim Lelo Tzorech Tashmish Shehein Miuchadim Lo. But you can only move them for its normal use, which these are normally used for. But Sakin Lo Chlim Hude Miuchad Lo Lo Chosamot. You don't usually use a knife to cut ropes. You use it for eating. So on that Nakuda, one Nakuda Shmuel argues, but Legabi Stira, the Braisa really agrees with him. Ayihachi, if it's Rabbi Nechemiah, why should there be a difference between we said Shvus of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shvus Shabbos, the Tiltu Shvusu, it's only moving is only a Durabana. Malohichmir betiltu of Yom Tov, Kibishel Shabbos. We suggested maybe he was not as Machmir and Yom Tov and Shabbos. But now we're going to see. With these braises, that's not the case. Okay, so let's see. First, we see three braises. Vatani chada. We have braise number one. It says, Masikin b'kelim, v'ein masikin b'shivri kelim. Okay, meaning that you have your oven, and you want to heat it up, right, to bake your bread or whatever, so it needs fuel, so you want to put some wood in. So you can, masikin b'kelim, you can throw in your utensils, your chair or whatever you want, your wooden chair, into the oven. It's not muksa, it's a chair, and to heat up your oven. However, a kli that when Shabbos came in, let's say your chair, when Shabbos came in, it was a chair, But then somebody sat on it, broke into 10 pieces, and then you have a, they're all good, so I have some firewood now. And on it's happened on Yom Tov, and then you want to throw it in your fire, that you can't do. Why? Since it wasn't Mukhan before Shabbos for firewood, you can't, it's like Nola, we're going to see in Rashi. And there it became something, it became new, something new that wasn't there before, and therefore you can't use it as firewood. That's the price of number one. The Tanya Ida, but seeking Bain Bekalim, Bain Beshivre Kalim. This one says, no, even the Shivre Kalim that became firewood on Yom Tov itself, you can use that as well. Both. The Tanya Ida, a third bright, such as Amy seeking Lobe Kalim, Lobe Shivre Kalim. You can't use either. You can't use, you can't even use your chair, let alone the Kalim that broke on Yom Tov. So, what's shot? We see you can use this, not this. You can't use any, you can use both. So the Gemara answers up, Miyashev these three brayses, and says, very simple, Mashani Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Rabbi Nechemiah. Meaning the first brayse is Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that there is a Nisr Mukta, and therefore the chair to throw in is not a problem because it's not Mukta. But the wood that became firewood on Yom Tov, since it came on Yom Tov, it was like Nolad, so that's off. So that's Rabbi Yehuda who holds it's a problem of Mukta. Whereas the second Bryce said, if there's not a problem, you can put anything you want, and even the broken Kalim, that's Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there is no Isser Mukta. And there is sometimes, but in a lot of cases there isn't, and this is a case where there isn't. And here's what's Nogea to us. And the third Bryce that says you can't use anything, right, you can't even use the chair, is Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds, as we've seen before, earlier, Rabbi Nechemiah's sheet is that you can only move Kalim for their normal use. So therefore, you can't move the chair to throw it in the fire, because that's not the normal use of a chair, is to throw it in the fire. It's a sit-up. And therefore, you can't move it even move a chair, which is normally not mukta, but since he holds you can only move it for its normal usage, you can't move it to throw it in the fire, and that's therefore it's Rabbi Nechemiah. Ah, so now, what is this price talking about? Shabbos or Yom Tov? Yom Tov. Why? How do you know? Right, you can't go putting wood in your fire on Shabbos. Okay, so it has to be talking about Yom Tov. And what do we see? That Rabbi Nechemiah is holding that you can't move your chair, whatever, and throw it in the fire because not there, Tachmish Hashem, even on Yom Tov. So therefore, we want to say before that, hey, this price over here is making a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we said, yeah, well, maybe Rabbi Nechemiah makes a difference Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then on Shabbos, we're more machmir. You know, he's machmir, you can't move his clean unless it's with Tashmish. But on Yom Tov, he's more makel. We see clearly not that way. See, even on Yom Tov, he's machmir that you can't move a chair or something. You can only move a kli for its tashmish. So that answer is not a good answer, we thought. But however, the Gemara declares it's okay. Trey Tanai, Aliba the Rabbi Nechemiah. More answers. You could say, Enachanami, it's Machloket Tanayim, it's in what Rabbi Nechemiah held. Okay, now with one, our Bryce over here, we just saw held that Enachanami, even on Yom Tov, he's machmir. Whereas the Bryce up above could be Rabbi Nechemiah. It's a different opinion that says that Rabbi Nechemiah does make a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore that Bryce above could be Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay, see Rashi. We said Masikin Bekalim, the B'nai Tiltonin, who you can throw in your chair, we said, because chairs you can move. Umetaltonin Nami Lasikin, if you can move them even to put in the fire. They misik a mishivrei kalim shenish beru b'yom tov. They're broken on Yom Tov. The hashal lo chazu b'til latiltu, because before Yom Tov came in, they were not. They were royal tiltu. Now on Yom Tov, it became lav chazu latiltu. V'imishum the chazu lasaka. Yeah, he said, yeah, but now you can use it for firewood. But that's very nice. But moloch lachi lachaimi. But on Erev Yom Tov wasn't ready for that. Mesikin ben mekalim the lace of the mukta, so you can use the chair. The ain mesikin lo bekalim the ain nitalim elatar tashmi. That was the third brisa. That was Rabbi Nechemiah. You can't move the chair because that's not the normal thing to throw in the fire. V'kol shekem b'shivrei kalim, that's even worse. That's nolad because it wasn't ready before Yom Tov for that. V'ha Rabbi Nechemiah he we said umetzias is Rabbi Shimon, kamais is Rabbi Yehuda. Mishmamina, what do we see from this price? The Yom Tov Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, the Ha'asaka B'Yom Tov Kai. Like we said, it must be talking about Yom Tov, and we see even on Yom Tov he is Machmir. So we answer Trey Tanai Chanamar that Shani Le Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yom Tov, that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vechanamar Lo Shani Le, and the other price is holding that there is no difference. Okay. New Mishnah. Ein pokasim es aner mipnei shehu osek kli. Okay, so they used to, the nair in those days, they used to have these earthenware little receptacles that they made to put in the oil and the wick. That's called a nair. And they used to take like clay, make little balls out of it, and then used to punch it and make it into a receptacle by punching it. Okay, so that's what you're not allowed to do. Ein pokasim es aner means you can't punch the dough or whatever you want to call it, the clay to make the nair, because that's making it into a kli. Okay, so we'll see what we're referring to now. Even we're not talking about putting it in the kiln, right, into the oven. Just the etzem making it into a kli is the problem. We're going to discuss that immediately in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues. Ein osin pechamim biyom tov. You're not allowed to make charcoal on yom tov. And that's by taking the burning wood or whatever and putting it off to the side so that it should go out and then it becomes like charcoal, because that's it's also kind of like making a kli, because that's the people that purify gold use charcoal. So you're making these things, so it looks like you're making something, a kli, something to use to purify gold. And ein choschin es haptila, you can't take a wick and cut it to size. You can't cut it, because again, it's like you're making a kli by making the wick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer choscha ba'ur. He says you may cut it, but you have to use a fire. Like, light it and cut it through lighting it. We're going to discuss what's the difference. Okay, see Rashi. Ein pokasim es aner. Litol echad mina beitzim. Those pieces of clay, the balls, they call them the eggs. The beitzim shel yoser, and you can't take it. Lichov egrufo, and you can't take your fist and punch it. Lachkoch ner, to make this ner, which is a crazy little balaz. Vipnei shel sekli, because that's called a kli. Vein osim pachamim, the inhu nami kli ninhu torfei zav. We said it's a kli for those people that make gold. Upsila, or purify it. Upsila nami, also the wick as well. It's a kli hila lakaz, used for lighting. But shetzricha atziya v'tikun, because you have to. It needs making. Chotchan ba'or, b'gemara mefarish ma'ishna or misakinim. I was going to discuss what's the difference if I cut it with a knife or with a fire. Okay. Gemara. Mantana. The pechisas ner is manahu. So Gemara asks, who is this Tana of our Mishnah that holds, like we said, just the etzem punching the thing before putting it in the kiln is already considered making a kli, manahu. Right? Because the lamaisa, it's still, before I put it in the kiln, it's still soft. You can't put liquids in; it's just going to melt. Okay, so you can use it for cold things, whatever, but not like solids, but not for liquids. So who's this mandamar? Oh, just by some punching, it already called a kli. So that is Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Meir. He Echitas Rabbi Meir Desanya Kli Cheres Me'emasai Mekabel Tuma Mishenigmer Malachtan. Zive Rabbi Meir. So he holds, when is a kli called a kli? When it's nigmar malachan, meaning when you just make into a receptacle before you put it even into the fire. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, Meir Mishatzar for Bekivsha. No, you have to put it in the kiln. So here we see our Mishnah, which says again, Ein pokasim es aner, you can't even punch it, or just before putting it in the kiln. Punching is already a problem. That's like Rabbi Meir, that before putting it in the kiln, it's already called a kli. Amalei Abaye, he says to Rabbi Yosef to Dochem, he says, Mimai, how do you know that it's Rabbi Meir? Dilma kan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam ella dechazi lekibule beimidi. Maybe only there Rabbi Meir says, because he was talking about a big kli. You know, it's something you can put, something you have a use for, you can put in fruit or whatever. So that, once you make it into a receptacle, okay, then it has a din of a makabal tumah, it has a din of a kli, without putting it in the kiln, because you have a use for it. The chazi bay meat, you can use for something. Of a hacha lamai chazi. But here, what are you going to use a tamner, a little tiny little thing, when you make it into a receptacle, what can you use it for? Right, before you put it in the kiln, you can't put liquids in, you can't put oil in it yet, so it has no use. So that's where Rabbi Meir would say, maybe that's not called making a kli. What kind of a kli is that? You can't use it for anything. So the Gemara answers, no, even Rabbi Meir would agree. Why? Lekabule bepshite. Because you could put little coins in it, prutot. So that has a use. Okay, now we're going to see a similar idea over here. This is an ikedamri, another opinion, another gear to like. I'm a Rav Yosef. The Yosef said a little bit different, that our Mishnah, that again, it says, when you're just punching it already, it's called the kli before you put it in the kiln. Who is our Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadoki. It's his shita. What did he say? This nan, ilfisin charanios. These are plates used by village people. And they are, what's the difference? That people in the village are not so, they don't care so much how their dishes look. And as a result, they take the, they use very flat, the carrot has to have a nice base kibble, give a flat piece of thing, put their food on, they're happy. It doesn't have to have a shape to it. So those are called these village plates, if you want. So these type of plates, and again, we're talking about that they're not put in the kiln. They're just like flat, clay things. So they're taharas, ohel hameis. If they're in an ohel meis, they can't become tame. Why? Because even though they might be called a kli, as we'll see, but not legabe to become tuma in an ohel meis, because there it says in the Torah, chol kli pasuach, that it has to dafka have a receptacle, a base kibul. And since these are flat plates, so they can't become tame in an ohel meis. Okay. However, tmeos the masa hazav. Okay, that they, when it comes to a zav, touching it or carrying it or whatever without touching it, it can become tame, because there you don't need a base kibble. You only need a base kibble when it says kli patuach in an ohel meis. But here you don't need a base kibble. A zav moving it or carrying it will make it tame. And in other words, it's basically called a kli as it is, and it's just not for ohel meis. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Tzadok. It's not eight. It's clay. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Af Taharas B'Matzah Hazav. Why? Lefi Shalom Nigmar Amalachtan. So he says no. Even for a zav, if his zav is still tahor, it's not tamei. Why? Because it's not Nigmar Malachtan. Meaning, you don't have it wasn't made into a receptacle. It's a flat. This is a flat plate. So since it wasn't made into a receptacle yet. So he says it is not, it's lonely nigmar malachtan, it's not called a kli yet, and therefore it's tahor, even legabe the zav. Okay, so therefore the Gemara is mashma, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, he said the only reason why it's not a kli is because you didn't make it into a receptacle. It's totally flat. Mashma, that if you would make it into a receptacle, then it would become tummy. It would be called a kli. And again, so here we have someone who holds that here we have a kli that was not put in the kiln yet, and it was just a flat piece of clay. It's called a kli, right? Because he says it's not a kli because you did it, it's totally flat. But if you make it into a receptacle, then it's called a kli. So here we have something made into a receptacle called a kli even before you put it into the kiln. So therefore, it's Rabbi Eliezer. The truth of the matter is, it really could be, the Rashba points out, it really could be the Tanakama also, right? Because he says it's taras because of for the zav. Why? Because it's totally flat. So mashma that he says it's tame even though it's totally flat. So kol shekain if it has a receptacle. So it really could be the Tanakama. So the Rashba points out the reason why we're saying it's tough to really have a Tanak. Because the Tanakhama has no name, right? So we'd rather use Rabbi Yehuda, we can say it's a name of who our mission is. But really, they could really go by like both. Anyway, so here we have a Tana that holds again, that we have a piece of clay that was made into a receptacle before put it in the kiln. Even it's already considered a kli, and therefore we're saying that's our Mishnah that says ein pochatim ataner, make a receptacle already, problem. And now we're going to say the same thing we said before, according to the first gear. So Amalei Abaye, why? Dilma kan lo kamar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Hasam el dechazi lichibuli midi. But aval hacha lemay chazi. So the same thing we asked before. No, maybe over here we're talking about this kli in this ilfasina charania steri is a plate. You know, you can put things on or whatever. It's useful. But maybe by us, he would say that's not a kli. What are you going to do with a little tiny little receptacle like that for the we want to use for the nair? So it's no use. So maybe he would say that that's not a kli. No, it does have a use. The kibule bipshiti, they put in little coins. Okay, see Rashi. Where do we leave off here? The Gemara. right? Okay, so the tchivas ner manahu, who's the one that holds that? Kodim sarfa mekisha. And again, before you put it in the kiln, it's already considered a kli. Mishnigmar malachtan, chaki katan, that's making the receptacle. Mishi yitzarfu means mishi yachzekem al yedei tziru faror bekivshan. When you like harden it by putting it into the kiln. Mitzareif alashon chachamim is mechazek umakshe. Kli cheres vekli matchot, the davar machtan, whatever makes them strong. Bein v'mayim, bein v'or, whatever you need to do. Put in water, sometimes that makes it strong, sometimes put it in the fire. Okay, we might just feel like Rabbi Meir. How do you know when it's Rabbi Meir? But Nair, maybe that he also by Nair, he would call that a kli, because she'ar kli cheres. Maybe Bishlama kli cheres, gedolim, the big ones, gedolim him, they're big. Ve'im einam ruim l'mayim l'ayin l'davar lach. If they're not useful for liquid before putting it into kiln, that's maybe they're in the Shema Machan, because that's going to melt them. Chazumi l'davar yavesh, but you can at least put something dry in them. For example, Paris. Aval ner katanhu, but a ner so little. V'chilo chazi l'mil say l'may chazi. It's not, you can't, what are you going to use it for? You can't use it for its normal use. It's mil say, so l'may chazi. U'meshane chazi l'kibuli p'shidu. We have to know, we could use it for a coin. Then we said, Ikadam Ryamar of Yosef, Masnisin, Diktani, Pisas Neir, Manahu, who is that? Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Tzadaki. According to this Girsa. Damar Lifnei, again, Chikatan, love Manu. Before you make a receptacle, it's not a Kli. Ava, Chakika, Mashrele Mana. But once you make it into a receptacle, it's already called a Kli. Again, even though you haven't put it into the kiln. Ilfasin Charaniyot, Mefarash Lekaman, we're going to explain what they are. They're Karashol B'nai Arat, they're these plates from the village people. She'enam B'nai Krachim Dolim, they're not like the big cities. Vein Makpirim Al Kelim Naim, they don't care about having nice Kelim. Umisha Nifshata Akara, Shel Cheret Ochlim Babasa. As soon as it's flattened out, the clay, they already use it for meat. Vein Mamtini Nadshe Nifchaklu V'nitzarefekiza. They don't wait until it's made into a receptacle, put inside the kiln. Taharas bo alameis. We said they're tahar bo alameis. So gabe alameis by inan toch. You need to have a receptacle, right, to the kli, the kli cheres. The kli, it says the chol kli pasuach, mash mashesh lo pesach, has to have an opening, v'chein l'chol tumas maga. V'tmeyos v'masa azav, v'zav carries it. Shazav is mitame kli cheres, v'heset, by moving. The nafkalan in toras kohani, mi kol kli, Teres from the pasuk asher yigabo azav v'darshin and asam ze heseto, that's moving v'kevan demetame le heses mi abrai lo baitok, since he can metame it outside without just by moving it, therefore you don't need a toch because aver tanakama that cleaning who it is called a kli even if that's not a receptacle mishamshim behem kemochein because they use it as they are, therefore mekabim tuma b'davar haroim tuma, therefore whatever can metame it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Lehem Shum Tuma. There's no Tuma because it's not a kli, because it's too flat. If you shaloni mer malachtan chakikan tan, it wasn't made for a receptacle. Ha nechaku, if it would be made mitamus, then it would become tame. Mide iflug veil. For instance, they're arguing about these plates. Amal Rabbi Eliezer. Here we see chakika mashrele mana. Just the etzem, make it into a receptacle. That's already called a kli, and therefore our mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Tzadik. The chazi lekibuli meat. So we said no. Maybe it's different that these plates have something use once they're mishanikuku, once they're made into a receptacle. Umihu kodem chakika lo the sofan lechakek, because there's no use because they're going to be only made later on into a kli. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Brisa says ain pochasim esaner, like we saw in our mishnah. You're not allowed to, you know, put your fist in the clay to make it to a nair. And also, ein o sin ilfasin charanias b'yom tov, like we just saw. You can't make these plates from these village people on yom tov. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, matir b'ilfasin charanias. You're allowed to make these plates because since they're used for food and it's something important for yom tov, as opposed to the nair, which not, because that's things that's used for davar iser, for making a fire, a nair. But for Achila, they were matir. My Charanios, what is Charanios? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, these are, it's Iranios. My Iranios, Amar Abaye, side the Chaklavaisa. These are, again, these are plates by that the village people make, that they are not, they eat from them before they even make a receptacle out of it. Okay. Beinosin Pachamim, we said that you cannot make In the Mishnah, we said you can't make charcoal on Yontov. Murray says, of course, pshita. Lamai chazi, what are you going to use charcoal for on Yontov? So what use does it have that you'd be able to make it on Yontov? So Tani, Rabbi Chiya, lo nitzricha, ela lemosren lo'ol yarin, that lebobayom, that they'll have use, because I could give them to the bathhouse attendant, that he would put it in the bath in order to heat up the water.
It clearly
wants us to
tomorrow that they didn't use charcoal for cooking.
Right. So they're looking for some use for it. Right. Okay. So they heat up the bathhouses with them. Let's yonto. Okay. So therefore, I might have thought that there, since it has a use on yonto, I'd be able to use it. Kamash malan. Then no, because since they're used by these gold purifiers, it looks like you're making a kli, and therefore it's us. I asked him more. Boba yomi shari. What, are you allowed to heat up the bathhouse on Yontif for use on Yontif? Aye, but you're not allowed to take a bath on Yontif, right? Okay, that we have this gezeira. You're not allowed to take a bath on Yontif. So what do you mean? It has a use on you? You can't use it on Yontif. You can't take a bath on Yontif. Kedama Rava lahazia v'kodem gezeira sachanami lazia. They call them Xera. So the Gemara discusses it's a Gemara in Brachas, right? It talks about Rav Abin that he came out of the bathhouse. It was ready after Shabbos came in. He says, what is he doing in the bathhouse on Shabbos? So you're not allowed to take a bath. So he said he was there to take a shvitz, right? You know what that is. Okay, right, sweat. And so there was, and that's kodem gzera. Later, the chachamim made a gzera, not allowed to go to take a shvitz either on Shabbos. But this was before the gzera. So through here, there is before the gzera, there was that you could, and therefore you could shvitz. So therefore, there's an Indian of putting down these coals in the water, creating the steam, so a person could have a shvitz on Yontif. And that's why I might have thought it's okay. Kamash malan, it's not. Okay, so let's finish the Rashi. That's it. Well, Yarnum Mechamik Chamin Memerchatzos, heating up the hot waters, the bathhouses. Vafal Gavat Torah Yontov Heinosim. That is for Yontov. Mishari, even though it's for Yontov, I but Mishari Lahasam Lachem. What is it good? What can you heat it up for? But Lo Gazru Alechetiv. You're not allowed to take a bath. But Filu Hukmu Biodio. If you not only if you heat it up before Yontov, for Kol Shekin Lachem Chamin, you can't heat it up on Yontov. Lo Hutar Meolam. So we said Lazia is coming for taking a shvitz. Machnisa pechamim l'tocho. They put the coals inside the water. Umnei adam nichnasim lazia, and they go into the bathhouse and get the sweat. Bekodem shegazru alazia nishne mishnasu. So before they were goes around.